Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, July 24th. You'll be interested to know, 127 years ago, today in 1897, Amelia Earhart, one of the world's most celebrated aviators, and the first woman to fly alone across the Atlantic Ocean, was born in Atchison, Kansas. This trailblazing aviator became a symbol of courage and determination, inspiring countless individuals to pursue their dreams in the field of aviation and beyond. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. It looks like we're in for a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly between 1 and 2 p.m. Then patchy fog between noon and 5. Otherwise, cloudy with a high near 74, east wind of 6 to 8 mile per hour. Chance of precipitation is 30%, with new rainfall amounts between a tenth and quarter of an inch, except higher amounts possible in thunderstorms. Tonight, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before 5 a.m., with patchy fog before 8 p.m., then patchy fog after 9. Otherwise, cloudy, with a low around 68, and east wind around 5 mile per hour. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Wednesday will be just after 8 a.m., with the high tide at 2:15 p.m. The near shore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 75 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect showers and thunderstorms Thursday with patchy fog in the morning, clearing by evening. Friday through Sunday looks sunny and warm, with highs in the low to upper 80s. Nights will be mostly clear, with lows in the mid-60s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, a federal judge in Boston has upheld Massachusetts' 2016 ballot question 3, which aims to prevent cruelty to farm animals. Judge William G. Young sided with Attorney General Andrea Campbell, ruling that the state law does not conflict with the Federal Meat Inspection Act. The law, approved by voters, prohibits keeping breeding pigs, angling hens, and veal calves in cages too small for movement. It also bans the sale of products from animals kept in such conditions. Campbell declared, "This ruling affirms the will of the voters, protects animal welfare, and endorses the Commonwealth's regulatory authority." Now on to sports. The Rose Bowl has requested to be left out of the college football playoff semifinal so it can continue its annual game on January 1st. Rose Bowl Management Chair Laura Farber confirms this to The Athletic on Tuesday. The college football playoff is moving to a 12-team format with quarterfinals on December 31st and January 1st and semifinals on January 8th and 9th. The Rose Bowl, already losing its traditional Big Ten vs. Pac-12 matchup, prefers to host a quarterfinal every year to maintain its traditional date. Farber stated the bowl would be flexible about maintaining its traditional 2 p.m. kickoff time. While the new agreement with ESPN begins in 2026, the bowl rotation has not been finalized. In local sports, the Red Sox on the road beat the Rockies 6-0. And tonight, the Sox remain on the road in Colorado. In top news, In the United States, fluoride toothpaste has long been the standard for cavity prevention. However, hydroxyapatite toothpaste, popular in Europe and Japan, offers a fluoride-free alternative. Composed of calcium and phosphate, hydroxyapatite is the primary mineral in our bones and teeth. NASA researchers patented a hydroxyapatite precursor in the 1970s, and it has been approved for cavity prevention in Japan since 1993. Despite its benefits, including reduced tooth sensitivity and bacterial adhesion, hydroxyapatite toothpaste faces marketing challenges in the U.S. due to FDA approval requirements. Some experts now recommend it for young children, as it avoids fluoride's potential risks. In business news, Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway has sold about 34 million shares of Bank of America, worth $1.5 billion. Despite this, Berkshire remains the bank's largest shareholder. This sale could signify profit-taking, as Bank of America's stock has surged 27% this year. Alternatively, Buffett may be planning to reduce Berkshire's stake below 10% to avoid reporting trades to the Securities and Exchange Commission within 2 business days. Bank of America's recent second quarter earnings report was positively received, with a promising net interest income outlook, potentially boosting profitability in the second half of the year. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $65,900. Ethereum is just over $3,400. And Solana is $173. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham, just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Cutting-edge technology could massively reduce the energy used for air conditioning. Roughly 10% of the world's energy is used for cooling, much of it generated by fossil fuels. Montana Technologies discovered that air conditioning was causing power spikes in buses in Shanghai. So they developed AirJoule, a dehumidifier, using a special porous material that drastically cuts energy consumption. AirJoule can reduce dehumidification energy by up to 90%. The firm aims to integrate this system with existing 8 vac units. Blue Frontier and Nostromo Energy are also innovating in this space, each offering unique solutions to improve cooling efficiency. In entertainment news, Celine Dion is reportedly preparing to perform at the 2024 Summer Olympics. The Olympics, known for highlighting the world's greatest athletes, are also featuring entertainers. Recent promotional segments have included Cardi B, Sha'Carri Richardson, and Snoop Dogg. According to Variety, Celine Dion is in talks to perform at the opening ceremony. Diagnosed with stiff person syndrome in December 2022, she had to cancel her tour plans, but she has kept the public updated on her health. Celine was recently spotted in Paris, fueling performance rumors. None of the involved parties have confirmed the speculations. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American aviator, Amelia Earhart. And she said, "The most difficult thing is the decision to act. The rest is merely tenacity. The fears are paper tigers. You can do anything you decide to do. You can act to change and control your life. And the procedure, the process, is its own reward. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.